God bless everybody. Welcome to this wonderful time that we have to be together. I've just been so thankful for the fellowships that we've been able to have. And I know we've lost count, but I think it's around 173 or something recordings. And if you go on the website and you see the big, huge, long list, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, what I'm going to share today is something that you probably have heard of before, but I think you'll get a little bit deeper insight into it when we're done here. And that's let go and let God. And I was trying to answer the question of when we're under pressure from, let's say, health situations, which Glenn and I have been working on lately, or economic things, financial pressure. Now we have pressure about these fires, and that's been going on in Colorado and Northern California for a while here, where we personally know some people who have had to be evacuated. And so what do we do? And when I was asking God that question, he gave me a little picture, which really helped me initially. This was a couple of weeks ago. And he told me that I have a worry bucket. And that my bucket was pretty small. And I just kept dumping more things in there, one after another. But as soon as I would put it in there, thinking I was, you know, casting my care to God, then I would immediately take it back out again because my bucket was too small. So he told me, picture a bucket or like a water tank in a city, where if you put something in a water tank, like a city water tank, you're not going to get it out very easily, right? And so that really, really helped me to just kind of stop worrying. But I still didn't know, like, how to handle some of the challenges and just felt different times, not all the time, but just different times where I just felt like my heart was crumbling. Okay, I don't know what to do about this. There were just a number of things. So, anyway, I was letting go. I was pretty good at the letting go part, but I forgot about the let God. And, of course, that's a continuous lifetime pursuit of learning how to trust God, right? So it's something that keep coming back to. So we're going to look at some pretty familiar verses today. We're going to start out in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, which you probably all quote. But I'm going to read it first from the ESV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. So when you look at it with the let go, we're gonna see the let go part in these verses, and we're going to see the let God part. So the let go is trust, and that means, this kind of trust means to lean on, where you're like, okay, I have to rely on something different than myself. Because in myself, I can't find the answers. You know, in my own strength, I can't find the answer. So you lean on the Lord with all your heart. And then don't lean onto your own understanding. So those are all part of the let go. Acknowledge him, right? In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's also letting go. Then here's the let God, is that he will straighten your path. He will make it smooth. He will show you the way to go. And he even said that in the message pretty well. Huh? The NLT says he'll show you which path to take. You know, in many situations, like I just had another one recently, was I walked into the office on Friday and my refrigerator had died. And so the whole, everything in the freezer was unfrozen. The whole thing was hot. I was like, now what, you know? And what to do? Where's the path? I have no idea. And it was another one of those things that seemed overwhelming. Not only because it's not that big a deal. At that time, I didn't think it was that big a deal to go get a refrigerator. But how to get it out of the old one out of there, get a new one up there, because there's no elevator and my office is on the second floor. So anytime you want to take anything up there, it's a major deal. So anyway, my sister and I went to Home Depot. Come to find out, refrigerators are very hard to find these days.
Oh.
They're back-ordered. Some kinds of refrigerators, you can't even get till like the end of October, the beginning of November. Like, the refrigerator died. Now what? And the lady at Home Depot is going, well, if you go to anywhere else, you're going to find the same situation. And even the delivery was all backed up. So even if they did have the refrigerator, it wouldn't have been for like two and a half weeks before they could deliver it. So anyway, people are like, who would have known that refrigerators you couldn't just go buy anymore, you know? I had no idea. Anyway, so that was a long story to just say that God finally showed me a place that was right sitting there on the shelf. There was a refrigerator that was the perfect size, and you could actually just buy it and pick it up. So yesterday, I did curbside pickup. Put the refrigerator in the Highlander, and then my daughter and her husband came over, and they hauled that thing upstairs. That was amazing. It was just really, really amazing. Thing. Anyway, God showed me which path to go on. So let's go to Psalm 57, because here's some more of let go and let God. And the introduction to Psalm 57, I'm going to read them all first in the ESV. But the introduction says, to the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, that must have been the type of the song. And it says, a miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. If you remember when Saul was in the cave, and Saul came in the cave and David and his men were hiding in there. So a miktam, I tried to look up what that was, and there's not a lot of unison ideas about it. And most people just say, oh, we have no idea what a miktam is. But I think it's more of a lament. It's a plea to God, where he starts out, verse 1, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. That's why I wanted to play the song by Sal. Till the storms of destruction pass by, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. So let's just look at this briefly, like what's the let go part and what's the let God. So the first part is, for in you my soul takes refuge under the shadow of his wings. And there's an explanation of the shadow of his wings. Like if you picture a bird, like an eagle, their wings would cover, right? And so it would make a shade. So you could also say that this phrase would be under the shade of your presence. Like, God's presence shades us. So we've had extremely hot temperatures. Any kind of shade you want to gravitate to right away. Because, you know, for San Diego, 110 degrees is ridiculous. So you take refuge. You flee for refuge to his presence, to get under the shade. And then the second thing in verse 2, it says, about the let go, is cry out to God Most High. Our God is the one who's the Most High God. So we could cry out to our own understanding. We could cry out to other people. We could cry out any number of places, right? But let's cry out to God Most High. And then this is what he promises. He will fulfill his purpose for me. He will perform all things. That's what King James has said to me. He will send and save me. He will put to shame, King James says, those who swallow me up, who trample me, right, who trample on me. Well, oftentimes these circumstances, you feel like you're being trampled on, right? But so many of the teachings we've been doing recently have to do with the same idea of fixing our heart. God is for you. Let's focus in on the telescope, right, that Barney was teaching. But fix our hearts. See, take refuge under his wings. And then the last part says, God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. He is faithful. He will not answer. He will always answer us. So I've been working on a translation, they call it the Amplified Version of the Psalms, and it's from the Peshitta Old Testament, which I have found is actually significantly different than the Hebrew. And so I just wanted to read, in this particular part it's not that much different, but I just wanted to read it to you, and then you can tell me later if you like it. Have compassion, mercy on me, God, for my soul hopes or trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will be concealed, hidden, sheltered, protected, until the trouble, commotion, confusion be over. I will cry to God Most High, to God my deliverer or redeemer. For he has sent from heaven and delivered me, and he has scorned or put to shame my enemies. God will send out his grace, his goodness, and his truth for faithfulness. He will send it out to us. Now look at Psalm 37, because there's another section here which has let go and let God too. This is probably also one of your favorite ones, isn't it? Psalm 37, I'm just going to read it first. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Well, that's kind of a weird one in the ESV I'll talk about later. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That was always my son Stephen's favorite verse. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourselves over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Restrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It only tends to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. So let's look at the let go part and the let God part. Do not be envious or fret not, right? Don't get angry about things that are going on. So many people right now or just get all stirred up inside about the evil that's going on. And there's no question that there's evil going on and that there's evildoers, right? But God says, let go. Don't get angry about it. Because the let God part is they're going to dry up like grass that you cut and just dump in a big pile. It's going to get dried up. Then the next part, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Have confidence in God. The word picture for that word for trust there is to go inside the surrounding fence. So it's the same idea. Go under the shadow of his wings. Go into his presence. Just have confidence in the Lord. Then the let God part is you will find safe pasture, or faithfully you will be fed. King James says, verily you will be fed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Faithfully you will be fed. If we go inside the fence, we find pasture, and that's when the shepherd comes and starts taking care of the sheep. And you find the safe pasture that you need. The next verse says, delight yourself in the Lord. And then the let God part is, he will answer your prayers. And the NET Bible says, he will answer the requests of your heart. So it's not just the desires of your heart, like, oh, I desire to have $1 million. That's not the kind of desire it is. But the requests, like we made requests for God to intervene in fires and to somehow or other help this heat wave just go down because it's causing havoc. So those are requests of our heart. See? And if we let God do that, we do the first part. We're delighting ourselves in him, right? We're resting in him. Then he will answer our prayers. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And that word commit is like roll all your cares on him. And the Tanakh, the Jewish Bible, says, leave all to him. Okay, there's my worry bucket again. Like, I got to leave it in there. I have to leave it in there. But here's the let God part to you. He will act on your behalf. He will vindicate you in broad daylight. That's to bring forth your righteousness. And publicly defend your just cause. That's pretty cool. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He will defend your just cause. So let's leave the politics stuff for God to do the justice in. Because he will let the true believers, he will have their righteousness shine forth. That's his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, I love this one, verse 7. Be still and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself, there it is in, over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger. Those are all the parts about letting go for us. But I thought the be still was really neat because it really means to be silent. Like, zip, still, like, don't let our words start going crazy out of our mouth. I can't believe this is happening. I don't understand what's going on. Be silent. And then it says to wait. Okay, the word wait is so cool in Hebrew. It means to entwine your heart together with God and to when you're inside the fence, when you go into God's presence and go under his shade, then you wait. You calm your heart down to the place where you just keep entwining your heart in with God. And I think that's the biggest part that I forgot about in this whole situation is not only do I have to keep casting all my care, but I have to just allow God to heal those places and soothe the things that are just get all riled up. So the promise that he has there is that you will inherit the land. If you go down to verse 34, it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. It says it again. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. We are going to see it, and we're going to see God's answers and his deliverance as we just stay faithful and trust that God will be faithful to his promise. So now I just want to read Psalm 91, the first couple of verses, because you'll see the pattern, and I won't have to go all over it. But he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So there's God's presence again, the shade. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I have confidence. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I love that promise. He will cover you with his pinions or his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. It's basically saying the same thing. We go flee for refuge under his wings, and then his faithfulness will come through. The NLT of verse 4 says, his faithful promises are your armor and protection. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like girding up your loins with truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is God's faithfulness to his promises. So, I want to end with Hebrews chapter 13. Another great verse that you can remind yourself of is Philippians 4. 6 and 7 about being anxious for nothing. That's to let go. And then that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the let God part. But the one in Hebrews is really wonderful. And so the second half of verse 5, I'm going to read from the Aramaic translation. It's, for the Lord has said, I will not leave you, and I will not let go of you. And the literal part about the I will not let go of you, I will not forsake you, right? I will not let go of you. My hands will not hang down. Mm-hmm. God always holds onto our hands. That's what the faithfulness part is. Mm-hmm. Even when we don't think that we are relying on him or leaning on him or having trouble leaning on him, he actually has never let go of our hands. And once he holds onto our hands, then he does work on our behalf. Even though we sometimes don't see it initially. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. So verse 6 says, and we can confidently say, my Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What does a man do to me? What can man do to me? What can the adversary throw at us where it seems like it's over and over and over, right? But the answer to it is let God. Let God take care of it. And don't try to lean to our own understanding. Go flee for refuge under his wings. Take that refuge in his presence. And let all that stuff just okay. God, you will show me the path to go on. I know you will. And I just have to be silent. My lip. Rest in him. Right? Roll everything on. There's so many great promises. And there's a lot of other songs we could have gone through, too. But that's really what I wanted to share today. God bless you.
Awesome.
Great job.